Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Time to get real and welcome everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and welcome to Sunday's show. We're going to start a new theme on Sunday. Actually, there are going to be a few guests on Sunday, but I want to devote my Sunday shows to my listeners, meaning that I want you to call in live with any questions, with any challenges you're having, with any issues you're having in your life. Call in, ask me, let's talk about it. My intention on this planet is to always discover the truth and then find a way to be at peace with the truth. And so that's my intention and that's my commitment to you. Reality Spirituality, what kind of show is it? Well, it's a show that shares tools, behaviors, different perspectives, different ways of looking at or experiencing this life, this thing we call life. I only want two things. I've always wanted two things. I've always wished for two things, and that's number one, to live to my potential, and number two, to be happy. And this being happy is an internal happiness, an internal knowing, an internal peace, an internal feeling of, okay, universe, just I'm along for the ride. Whatever is your will, I am going to accept. I am not going to resist. I am going to be 100% along for the ride, if you will. Along for the ride. I have a lot of people that have written to me and emailed me and left messages on Facebook for me with a lot of we all have struggles in our daily journey, and that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you with whatever you're struggling with. And Reality Spirituality is a show that, let's say not a show, but a guideline to living connected to the universe, living connected to source energy, living connected to God, living connected to this infinite power that creates worlds. And I want to share that you, my dear listener, you are also the universe. You are a physical extension of the universe. And for years and years and years, I was searching for this feeling, this wanting to be happy, wanting to be happy. And I found that I kept looking for this feeling, wanting this feeling, but I thought it was in something else that I needed to do. I thought it was in an accomplishment. I thought it was in something that I needed to achieve. I thought it was in a relationship. And I found out that happiness comes from within. Happiness is an inside job. Happiness is looking in the mirror and having the intention of not only the intention, but knowing that you, that person in the mirror, has the power to create whatever you want internally. I'm not an external kind of gal. I'm all about what's inside. Because quite frankly, if your inside is aligned with the universe, if you are aligned with the universe and you are in sync and connected inside, it doesn't matter what's going on the outside. It doesn't matter if you lost a job. It doesn't matter if you don't ever have a relationship. It doesn't matter if you have no one to talk to. It doesn't matter if you're old, if you're young, if you're healthy, whatever situation, it doesn't matter. Happiness is being at peace with whatever is happening and whatever is not happening. I would like to share with you a letter that I received, and I'm actually going to answer this in my newsletter this month that's coming out this week. Here goes. It says, "Dear Rebecca, I'm totally overwhelmed by the state of my life. I've had a huge financial setback, $500,000, because of a poorly thought out investment that my husband wanted and then held on for way too long, despite the signs and my urging. So now we need to reevaluate and rebuild. Moreover, since I was rear-ended in January, I've been in physical therapy and on the mend. I'm slow to get around and I tire easily. I'm trying to put the pieces back together, for the most part alone, and it's sucking up all of my time. My spouse has moved on to his next pet project and has not been very approachable and takes on almost no responsibility. He is fairly clueless." I love this. "He's fairly clueless and believes that my workload should be manageable. I've been trying to talk to him for years, but he's not approachable. This is not the life I've envisioned. Once upon a time, I faced every day with excitement and full of creative ideas. Nowadays, I wake up each day and almost dread the relentless amount of work before me. From the time I open my eyes until the time I crawl into bed, I'm working to resolve my children's health issues and homeschooling my teen who has a disability. Sometimes I feel like I have to be both mother and father to my son to give him the guidance he needs, since my spouse acts like more of a babysitter than a loving parent. I'm feeling less and less like there's much hope that things will improve, even though there's much in my life to be grateful for. A sense of gratitude does keep me going throughout the day. What else am I missing here? How can I make this marriage work? What steps do I need to take to create deeper happiness and satisfaction? Signed, Questions." Wow! And it's interesting because, listen, life is about ups and downs. Life is about the journey. Life is about the challenges. This is what life is, people, audience. This life is about experiencing all the challenges. But there's two ways you can experience. There's two ways you can live, consciously and or unconsciously. Consciously or unconsciously. Now, when you're living consciously, you are aware of, number one, your connection with the universe. You are aware of whether or not you are plugged in. You are aware of what is the most important thing in your life. You are aware that it is your job. The only thing you have control over is your attitude, your perspective, your choice to resist or not resist, your choice to surrender. your choice to trust and know that everything is in order. Now, I don't know about you, but it doesn't sound like this person, questions, is consciously feeling or consciously knowing that all she needs to do is change. Well, let me, you know what, let me share with you what I have composed to answer or to respond to this letter. And here we go. Dear questions, your letter is filled with a lot of personal questions and life challenges that are daily subtracting from your happiness. Believe me when I say that I can understand your feelings of being overwhelmed with life. You've listed several circumstances and issues that I will attempt to address one by one. And as always, like I tell you, listeners, my intention is to, number one, find the truth and then assist you with finding peace. And when I say peace, that also means happiness, finding peace and happiness. One of the most obvious themes in her letter is her focus on what is wrong with her life instead of focusing on what's right with her life. Because I read and reread the letter, and her letter is laced with a lot of criticism, dissatisfaction, frustration, gloom, misery, sadness, unhappiness. And I'm not using those words to be mean or unsympathetic. I'm using those words to make a point. There isn't one person, including myself, who hasn't felt those same feelings, who hasn't felt dissatisfied, frustrated, unhappy at one time or hundreds of times, thousands of times. Let me just speak for myself in my life. So this woman is not alone. Life is about ups and downs, challenges, and bumpy roads. You cannot escape what this life is bringing you. You cannot control what life unfolds. You can't escape the journey, but what you can do, and what you do have the power, what you do have in your power, is to change your perspective about your reality. When your perspectives change, your life changes. 360 choices. This is my new discovery. This is my new theme. This is my new way of looking at anything that happens to me. 360 choices. There are 360 ways that you can find happiness. 360 degrees represents a complete circle, so there's no beginning and no ending to the circle, and there's no beginning or ending to energy. You are energy, my dear audience. You are conscious energy, and because you're conscious energy, you have the ability to choose what you're going to focus on. This is mandatory to get. This is mandatory to understand if you want to be happy. At any given moment, you have 360 different ways to respond and or label any circumstance you experience. Let me be clear. It's not easy to choose another perspective, especially if you're in the middle of it. But it is possible to shift your focus with intention and practice. So if you're focusing on what's wrong, you can intend and practice focusing on what's right. It's not easy. It's not going to happen overnight, but it is doable. And when we're faced with these kind of circumstances that are so overwhelming that she said that she doesn't even want to get out of bed or dreads getting out of bed or dreads the new day, It's time to make a change. It's time to focus on something else, unless you want to stay in that state. Intention and commitment. You have to have intention and you have to have commitment to focus on what's good in your life during every moment of your day. You can start by verbalizing your intention as soon as you wake up. It's really simple. It's really easy. All you do is say out loud before you get out of bed, my intention for this day is to focus on what's good in my life. In fact, you could say that all day long. My intention for this day is to focus on what's good in my life. And like any other skill, the more you practice, the more you say it, it really becomes who you are now. Your new intentions become who you are. And in the beginning, it might not sound like it's going to be effective, and you're probably not going to feel any different for a while, but in time, like it takes time for an award-winning rose bush to bloom, when you plant the seed, it is inevitable that seed is going to grow and that seed is going to bloom, because when you make the intention, the universe always listens. I also want to share that whatever is happening, whatever is supposed to be happening in your life, is happening for a reason. And you might not be able to comprehend the reason right now, but everything happens for a reason. When I'm challenged in my life, I know without a doubt that the challenge is needed and the challenge is here for me to elevate to a higher level of growth and understanding. All challenges are good, regardless of how they make you feel. All challenges bring an opportunity for personal and spiritual growth. All challenges bring an opportunity for you to shine brighter. You mentioned you had children. This woman said she had children. And my question to her is this. How do you want your children to face their challenges, their inevitable challenges? Do you want your children to focus on what's wrong with their lives? Or do you want your children to find peace and happiness with whatever life brings them? Do you want your children to be able to meet challenges, all the challenges that life brings, with gratitude and acceptance and not resisting and knowing and trusting and surrendering? Because your children are watching you. Remember, I teach by example. And my son is watching my example. My words, really, I can say, but my energy is totally different. So I'm very conscious of what example I am showing to my son. Actually, you know, this is when he was a lot younger, because he's not around anymore, doesn't live with me, but anytime I speak with him or anytime I have conversation with him, I'm very conscious of what example I am portraying or I am giving him. I feel like it's my obligation to be a living example of how to navigate through this life for my child. Another thing this questions wrote, this woman wrote, she's talking about her husband and asking how to make this marriage work. She says specifically, let me see, it says that my spouse has moved on to his next project and has not been very approachable and takes on almost no responsibility. He is fairly clueless. My spouse, I've been trying to talk to him for years, but he's not approachable. my spouse acts more like a babysitter than a loving parent. And then at the end she says, how can I make this marriage work? Well, are you kidding? How do you expect this marriage to work when you obviously have feelings of harsh words, resentment and disdain for your husband? I know it's a harsh statement, but if you're honest, you might agree. It's clear that you really don't share any of the responsibility, at least in this letter, for the state of your marriage. In addition, you're really critical of your husband. It's really interesting because I was married once, and there was a time in my life when I was very critical, extremely critical of my ex-husband. I used to think, Jesus, what a loser. I mean, I'm just being honest. But see, now I know better. What I've learned to be the truth is that any time I criticize anyone, him, coworker, family member, someone on the street, a stranger, someone, whenever I'm criticizing someone else, I am really looking in the mirror because those words belong to me. Ouch, yes, I know. It doesn't feel good. But any time I have a critical word for someone else, regardless of what it is. Number one, I'm subtracting from my happiness. And number two, I'm really talking about myself. So my dear questions, my dear woman that wrote this letter, I contend that you are not very approachable and take on almost no responsibility. I contend that you are fairly clueless. I contend that you are not approachable. And I contend that you act more like a babysitter than a loving parent. And these words, unapproachable, no responsibility, clueless, more like a babysitter than a loving, I mean, that those words are actually an energy that you are emitting. It is an energy that you are emitting not only in your home, but it's an energy to your, you don't even have to say this to your husband for him to feel that you feel like this. And this is the kicker, your children know that you feel like this towards their father. They know it. They can feel it. You don't have to say it. You cannot hide the power. You cannot hide the real energy that you are feeling and or expressing. You can't. It's impossible. I would like to share with you another perspective. There are 7.2 billion people on this planet, and I'm sure that more than one person would love to trade places with you. Why? You have a home. You have food. You have children. You physically survived a car accident with the ability to walk again. I have a dear friend who's been paralyzed since high school. You have a husband who sounds very creative. I could go on, but I think you understand my point. Another perspective. I have a girlfriend who at 36 years old attracted breast cancer. Her reaction, her own words were this: contracting cancer was a gift from God to her and her family. What? Before she had the diagnosis of cancer, she took for granted her own existence. She took for granted her own life, her own family, all of the things in her life that she was grateful for. She told me. She was living without feelings of gratitude and appreciation for life itself. And this diagnosis of cancer changed her life. Because after the diagnosis and after her treatment, she chose to change her perspective and view her diagnosis as a gift. This was probably 10 years ago, but she still chooses every day to view life as a gift with all that it brings. The last thing that you wrote, questions, is this is not the life I had envisioned. And I want to share with you that life is never about what we envision. Life is what the universe envisions for us. After decades of suffering, my own suffering, due to resisting what life was bringing me, due to resisting reality, I finally surrendered and realized that I do not have control over what happens to me. Because quite frankly, if I did, I wouldn't have designed this life the way it's turned out. I would have designed this life a whole lot differently than the way it's been unfolding. What I do have control over is my perspective, my attitude, my focus, my intentions, my words, my behavior, and my beliefs. I have to trust and surrender to whatever the universe has in store for me. The universe knows what each of us needs to experience. The universe brings us what we need to experience. You want to be happy? You want to be peaceful? Let go. Start feeling grateful for your life and start living. That's my advice. That's my commentary to questions. Yes, yes, yes. This life is challenging. Yes, yes, yes. I don't have everything I want. But guess what? I have had to change that up. Because having this or feeling the energy of dissatisfaction, feeling that energy of dissatisfaction only creates more dissatisfaction in my future moments. If I'm dissatisfied in this moment, guess what I'm creating for my future moments? If I'm not at peace in this moment, guess what I'm creating in my future moments? And I want to leave that with you, my dear audience. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, which is heard every Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like more information on my coaching programs, you can go to RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com, and go to the private sessions tab. If you'd like to email me, you can at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality. Until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are an extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, always time to get real. Oh yeah.
Reality,
it's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality.
now we get real.
Get real.
Good now,
get real good.
Now,
what I'm about to change,
time to get.